And he said, Go. And he sent her away for 2 months. And she went with her companions and bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. And it came to pass when they saw him that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And in the days of Artaxerxes arose Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions unto Artaxerxes king of Persia. And the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue, and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Then wrote Rehum the chancellor, and Shimshai the scribe, and the rest of their companions, the Dinaites, the Asphorsathkites, the Tarpelites, the Arphrasites, the Archivites, the Babylonians, the Susankites, and the Hevites, and the Elamites. Then sent the king an answer unto Rehum the chancellor, and to Shimshai the scribe, and to the rest of their companions that dwell in Samaria, and unto the rest beyond the river. Peace, and at such a time. Now when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews, and made them to cease by force and power. At the same time came to them Tatnai, governor on this side the river, and Shetharboznai and their companions, and said thus unto them, Who hath commanded you to build this house, and to make up this wall? The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side the river, and Shetharboznai and his companions, the Ephorsathites, which were on this side the river, sent unto Darius the king. Now therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond the river, Shetharboznai, and your companions, the Ephorsathites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. Then Tatnai, governor on this side the river, Shetharboznai and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. I will answer thee, and thy companions with thee. Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken to thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Thy princes are rebellious, and companions of thieves. Every one loveth gifts, and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick, and write upon it for Judah, and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick, and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions. Then Daniel went to his house, and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. The whole city was filled with confusion. And having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used.